Well, after, you know, after beating Mayo, we just got back into business the following Wednesday. We've been training away since then, two or three times a week, you know.
The Camogie players were in action on Sunday week then. How has the dual player arrangement worked for you?
Well, but at this stage, we're kind of used to it. Like, I mean, there was a time when we had six or seven dual players involved the first few years. So we just try, I mean, the big thing is that players actually factor in the rest and recovery into the schedule, you know. So far, so good. It's worked out well until now, you know.
Yeah, and in your panel, is there any injuries to report?
The only one that was injured was Dernan O'Sullivan, but she's on the way back. Where now she has a bit to make up in fitness, but she's back training and she's working away. So hopefully we might be able to use her for a bit at the weekend.
Yeah, as you just said there, is she very close to being available?
Well, you know, it's a knee injury, so it's kind of problematic. Like, you know, she got a bit of a turn on it Sunday now, and but she seems to be okay again, so we're just hoping that when we train tonight that she'll be able to rejoin us, you know.
Armagh, they're very much a team on the up, Eamon. They cruised past Laois in the quarter-final. They're not going to be an easy opposition.
No, actually, the Laois match, while they look very impressive, I saw a DVD of their Ulster final against Monaghan, and that was even more impressive because Monaghan were quite a good team, you know, and Armagh were just better than them generally, you know. So they'll be tough to beat.
Are you surprised by this development of Armagh into becoming a very strong side? As you said, they beat a very strong Monaghan side to win the Ulster title.
Well, I'm not that surprised, really. I mean, they've been, like, we played them in the final in 2006 and were lucky enough to win, you know. And they've been around all the time since, you know. They've won a good few leagues, you know. Admittedly, it was Division 2. But they've been there or thereabouts, like, you know. We've always found it hard to beat them.
Yeah. And
no, I'm not surprised. And there's a few marquee players in, like Tennyson and O'Hanlon, centre-field, and McElinden up in the forwards. There's a few very top-class players, you know.
Yeah, as you mentioned there, Caroline O'Hanlon, she scored 2-6 against Laois. It was 2-3 from play. Will you be looking to maybe negate her influence in the middle of the field?
Not really. I'd say we'd be concentrating on getting our own game going, like, you know, making them kind of mark us rather than we.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd be conscious of our danger, like, but I mean, our kind of attitude would be to get our own game right, like.
Yeah.
Not in any match we play, you know.
Where do you see the greatest weaknesses in this Armagh side? Where do you think that you can get the most joy out of?
Well, this sounds like a glib answer. I don't see any major weaknesses. I mean, their back end is very strong. Very hard tacklers. Centre field are very good, obviously. O'Hanlon and Henderson. They ran up 2-14 against Manor, and they ran up 5-17 against Laois. So obviously the forwards couldn't be cast as weak either, right, you know? I think they're a good all-round team, and we really have to be on top of our game to beat them, you know?
Yeah. And obviously you said there that you are concentrating on yourselves and
yeah, well, we always would, like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But will you maybe just kind of tweak a few tactics maybe to so that you can get the best out of yourselves against this a specific Armagh team?
It wouldn't be great on tactics, no, to be honest. I'd say what's really looking for us to try and get everybody performing at their optimum level, like, you know, that everybody performs individually very well, and that, you know, that they play as a unit, you know. If we do that, we might get there, you know.
Yeah,
but I think it's going to be a tough game to win, you know.
Yeah, and obviously the carrot at the end of it is potentially playing Dublin and Croke Park
in the final.
You know, but
yes,
will that be a motivator for yourselves and for the team as well
to get to the final?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh yeah, sure. That's kind of the reason we're playing, like, to get as far as you can, and obviously if you're if you're heading into the semi-final, you'd be hoping to get into the finals. But I mean, we wouldn't be thinking about Dublin match, and I definitely, you know, this is all about our man now and trying to beat them.